I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Medical care demonstrates God's love in Haiti. We'll explain that more in just a minute. And then later we'll hear from believers who are battling domestic abuse in the former Soviet Union. First, new COVID-19 variants have triggered a wave of new infections in Haiti, the only country in the Western Hemisphere with no vaccinations. Eva DeHarta for Haiti with Love says outbreaks have concentrated mainly in southern Haiti, away from the areas in which they work.
You don't just hop on a bus and ride to Cap Haitien unless you really have a purpose, because it's a 6 or 7 hour drive. The buses don't go through the mountains very fast, and they keep stopping along the way. Even though they've got fairly nice buses now, the trip is still a grueling trip, and you've really got to have a reason to go. So it isolates Cap Haitien from a lot of stuff, which is a great blessing over the years.
For Haiti with Love provides medical care to Haitians in the name of Jesus. And recently they started taking this care out into the remote countryside. DeHart says children in these areas suffer badly from parasites. And even if they have enough food, they don't get nutrition because it all goes to the parasites. Thankfully, certain medicines can take care of this problem.
You're taking them what most of them consider to be miracle medicine. And you're delivering it in the name of God. So it's evangelism at its greatest, because when you pull out, people feel better. They're physically and spiritually renewed when you leave the site.
Next, hope is a lost commodity in Native communities across the United States. Ron Hutchcraft of Ron Hutchcraft Ministries explains.
We all have had our lives turned upside down by this past year, year and a half. But on the reservations, you're talking about an infection rate and a death rate that is 3 times that of any other people in this country. It's been a real tragedy.
On Eagle's Wings, a division of Ron Hutchcraft Ministries wants to infuse young people with the hope of Christ at the Warrior Leadership Summit.
At a time when grief has been laid on grief on the reservations, we have a chance to convene them to a place that is all about hope.
Warrior Leadership Summit is a 5-day Native Youth Discipleship Conference starting July 1st. It's a time to recharge and refocus for believers like this.
She is Native and she's on a reservation. And we had the privilege of helping her begin a relationship with Christ. Here's what she says. I struggled with the pandemic just like everyone else. But in the end, I was clinging to the Lord. I lost many loved ones to COVID and a couple of cousins to suicide. My mental health wasn't the best, but God has done some good things in my life. There is a lot to look forward to.
Look for this story at our website to sponsor a camper. And how can churches fight against domestic abuse and the attitudes leading to it? Eric Mock with the Slava Gospel Association tells us.
We support schools in Russia, Belarus, Ukraine, in Central Asia and Kazakhstan, and then Bible institutes at even more locations. We're helping provide biblical counseling. We're providing them counsel that they would know how to help couples understand what a biblical marriage looks like, to understand how to recover from domestic violence, how to work through this.
So Christians have a unique perspective on what marriage is supposed to look like. It comes from Jesus' teachings on the first chapters of Genesis. So violence or manipulation is never part of that picture.
We're helping people understand what it looks like to have a biblical marriage, how important it is to respect the dignity of each human life, the value of men and women, equally valuable in God's eyes.
It's important to train nationals to do this work. COVID-19 and tense politics have kept Americans out of the region.
What's exciting about this is that even 50% of the training, it's nationals training nationals. The training has gone on to such a point that only a few specialized Americans are coming over.
Pray this work would point many to Jesus.
And now the schools that are there are training and equipping the church.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. MNN depends on you, our listener, for support to keep bringing you the news and helping you find your place in the story of the Great Commission. And when you give, you enable all of us to come together, appreciate great stories, experience breakthroughs, and build relationships. So would you consider joining us today? Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.